We're continuing the Shir and Likutei Halachos, Or HaChaim, Chelek Gimel, Hilchos Sukkah, Halacha Zayin, Paragraph Ches. Vehine, af al pi shelav kol odom zoich lemomoin degdusha bishlemus, lehatzliach bemomoinoi lehatzlocha hanitzchis, Rav Nosson Zal says, even though not every person is zoicha to have real momoin degdusha, perfection of momoin degdusha, which means that he uses his money completely properly for his eternal hatzlacha, not just to take care of his physical needs in this world, but he makes sure that the money is being used in such a way that he's living the right life to be zoicha to hatzlacha hanitzchis. Aval bechlolius ha'olam nechshav kol momoin Yisrael, momoin degdusha. But on a certain general level, Jewish money, any money that's in Jews' hands, is considered momoin degdusha, me'achar she'ein boi gnevu gzela, because of the fact that it's not stolen money, it's not vegam kol odom afilu apochesh of Yisrael, bevadai oise kama vekama mitzvois bemomoinoi, and also because of the fact that every single Jew, even on the lowest spiritual level, ends up doing many mitzvois with his money. For instance, tztoka, uschar limud bad bonim, uknios mitzvois, vohitzois shabbos v'yamim toivim, ukyoitze behem, whether it's giving charity, whether it's paying tuition for our children, which is also a form of tzedakah, or making purchases of mitzvois, tzitzis, tefillin, matzis for Pesach, or the expenses of Shabbos and holidays, ukyoitze behem, or similar things. V'yalkein, and therefore, kol momoin Yisroel, shezoichen laharviach, hu bechinas birurim. All Jewish money that a Jew is zeicha to acquire is goes through a process of birurim, refinement, sorting out, shemevarin mebchinas haklolo shel bitzovo in toichalena. We're trying to take it out of the category, out of the curse of bitzovo in toichalena. That Hashem said that our earning a livelihood in this world will be bitzovo. Itzovo means sitrachro. Itzovo is atzvus, depression, sitrachro. The ikar habirur hu ha'etzo hashlema, shemishom kol horevach v'hatzlocha. And the main birur, the main perfection that takes place here, is when the person is zocha to the real etzo from which all the profit and success comes from. Bechinas, as we mentioned earlier, ki hu hanoisen lecha koyach lasis choyel. Because Hashem is the one who gives you koyach la'asei schoil, and we mentioned that the targum of that is arehu yohiv loch ito lemikni nichsin. Hashem is the one who gives you the etza, the idea, the concept as to how to acquire wealth. V'ze ikar hu avoido shel kol odom bo'olam hazeh levarer kol advorim mizu amasanochosh mipkam etzadas mebchinas bitzovin techlena. Our main avoido is to remove everything in this world from the filth of the snake, from the pigame eitz hadas, from the curse of bitzovo in techlena, to take it out of that. V'ikar habirur hu al yidei shezoichin levarer eitzo shlemo v'derech yeshoro b'chol advorim. And the way that a person succeeds in taking his money and his possessions and his life out of that curse, out of that category, is when the person is zoicha to etza shlema, and he's zoicha to have a derech yeshora, to have a right path b'chol advorim, and everything he needs to know in life. Sheze ikar habirur shemavarim mibchinas b'itzovo in techlena. That's the main birur, where we remove things from the category of b'itzovo in techlena. Shehu b'chinas moisrois, shemishom bilbul adas, pegam hoitza. We take it out of all of that. V'tzorich kolodom lehisyageya lesakein zois, and each and every person has to try very hard to correct that. Lidchois b'chinas bitzovo in toichlena, to reject the concept of bitzovo in toichlena, to get out, to push that away. Dahainu lidchois pigam hoitza, to push away, to reject the wrong kind of eitzois. Ulahamshich etzo shlema, and to be zoicha to connect properly with the right etzo. V'ikar habirur hu b'momoin, And one of the main places where this birur takes place between Eitza Toiva and wrong Eitza, between curse and bracha, between Sitra Achra and Kedusha is when it comes to money. Shemishom ikra achizas beitzovin tochalena bezeas apecha tochalechem. Sheshom, because the Torah tells us that's where this curse of beitzovin tochalena, this bezeas apecha tochalechem, was placed. The Alkane, and therefore the Pasuk says, Kol Amal Odom Lefiu, all of a person's effort, all of a person's work, all of a person's struggle is Lefihu, for his mouth, meaning Shetzorech Lisyagea Ma'oid Koidem Shemamshichu Mevarer HaParnosa Digdusha Mibchinas Bitzovin Toichalena Mipigamhoitza, that a person has to work very hard before he zoiche to draw parnosa, parnosa dikdusha, and to remove it from the curse of bitzovo in toichlena, from pegamoitza. What are we talking about? What kind of working hard? That working hard is studying Torah, learning the Torah well to learn how to live properly. Again, how to earn a living. What's a kosher way? What's an unkosher way? To learn to draw all the eitzos of the Torah kedusha. The working heart means a tremendous amount of tefillah, begging Hashem for guidance. What's the right way? What's the best way for me to earn a living? And what's the best way for me to make sure that my money should have a bracha in it, not a klola? It shouldn't be part of bitzavo in techlena. The money should be momo in digdushan. It should be used the right way, etc. And again, the third and possibly most important thing is the hiskashrus to tzadikim, to be able to draw, to receive eitzah toiva from the tzadikim, how to interpret the Torah and what to daven for them to guide the person in his life, in every facet of his life, how to live, including how to earn a living properly. What should I do? What shouldn't I do? How much? How little?